last case this morning, which is CT by its guardian versus the Mosquito Area School. Ms. Hale?
Good morning. Please, the court. My name is Linda Hale, and I'm here today representing CT and his family, Mr. and Mrs. Trevorrow. The issue before the court today is whether or not CT was required to exhaust the administrative remedies prior to filing his claims in federal court. Of course, it's our position that there wasn't anything that could have been remedied in the administrative proceeding, in the due process proceeding. It's noteworthy that we did file for due process. We dismissed our claim because the child was ultimately removed. And he was removed, Your Honors, because of the fact that he could no longer be in the environment at the school district. He had been labeled as a child with ED, but more significantly, he had been labeled by the adults and the children in that school as a sexual perpetrator. And this was a label that he could not overcome.
He was Ms. Hale, couldn't CT's parents have sought relief really long before they withdrew him from school in the fall of 2000? I mean, you've got a series of incidents, you know, occurring between 95 and 2000. Wouldn't a meaningful remedy have been possible in those years?
The parents tried to seek remedy by having a complete evaluation done at Gunderson Lutheran. At Gunderson Lutheran, the doctors were specifically questioned, does this child have problems with as a sexual predator? And the district was told specifically, no, this is a closet good guy. He's not a bad individual, but that's what this child had been labeled at this school. He walked in the last days before the parents removed him. He would walk into the school with his head down. When the parents brought him to the school, he was physically anxious. You could see that he was very upset about having to go into the school. When children were next to him as he was approaching the school, he stood back and let them go forward, because he had, at that school, been shoved into walls, been treated as a trampoline.
But following up on Judge Rosner's question, during that five-year period, you said there was an evaluation at the hospital, correct?
That is correct,
right.
Your Honor.
And then did the parents go to the school system and then pursue some kind of remedy at
Absolutely.
That point?
Absolutely.
And then why wasn't the administrative process, if there was a rejection by the principal as to whatever your proposal was, why didn't that go up the ladder then?
We had requested mediation to start the process. The district refused. We had filed our motion or our request to have a due process hearing. But by that point, this child was just in such misery, and the parents just simply couldn't take it anymore.
So when was the timing of this evaluation? During this five-year period, when did that happen?
In August of 1999.
So this is right before he left the system. So there was
exactly.
Really nothing done for those 4 years when this was all building up. I assume that the conduct of the kids was not like this from the beginning, or the parents might have had him evaluated at the beginning when this problem manifested itself.
You're absolutely correct, Your Honor. It intensified, obviously, over the years. It was in 99 that the children were turning away from him. Parents were even calling the Trevorrows saying, keep your child away from my child. It's our understanding that he's a sexual predator. All false. I mean, this child could not go back to that school.
But
it was impossible.
Even at the point that his parents withdrew him in 2000, administrative relief was still possible.
That's right. For a due process hearing, administrative relief on the IEP. Okay. But that relief would not change the attitudes in the minds of those children and of those adults in that school. Changing an IEP would not change that. This child had a label. He'd been branded as a sexual predator.
Could the IEP be changed to some sort of homeschooling or homebound school or something other than at that school?
That's a good question. In fact, the parents did remove the child and requested...
But without getting an IEP change.
Right, but they requested that services continue, and there was nothing provided to the parents.
Now, is there an administrative process to appeal that or to go beyond that?
Again, I guess that would be through the due process administrative proceeding, but that child could not go back to the school.
Well, I understand. I mean, that's a case to be made, but right. I think isn't there an administrative process in which to make that? Under which to make that?
Right, but that was at the very end when ultimately the parents kept the child out.
But that was the parents' choice. They could have taken that child out in 95.
But it had not intensified to the level that it had.
Then 96.
Again, it was in 1999 where ultimately the superintendent said, you get psychological help for your child. So they brought him to Gunderson. And because the superintendent told the family, you get psychological help for your child, the district ultimately paid for the psychological evaluation. And it was at that evaluation that the doctor clearly said, this is not a child that is a sexual predator. This is a child that is a good kid. He has reading problems. He has other issues. In fact, he has Asperger's. So having Asperger's, he does have issues with socialization. He has twitching. He has trouble understanding consequences of certain behaviors. But that isn't how the school was dealing with this child.
I guess I have a hard time understanding how he got to be in such a condition in 99, and there wasn't sufficient evidence in 95, 96, 97, and 98. That there was indication that there were problems and that it should not have been addressed by the school system or the parents. I mean, I don't understand how you get to a full-blown sort of out-of-control situation mm-hmm. in 99 mm-hmm. and that there wasn't some indication before and why administrative remedies weren't pursued at that point.
Because they tried to resolve the issues between the school and the parents.
Yeah, but then when it wasn't resolved to the parent's satisfaction, why didn't they go through the administrative review? There is a process. I mean, there's a reason for the process. If they didn't give the parents a due process hearing, there's certainly another step in the administrative review chain.
I would agree, but again, it was not until the last year that the sexual predator issue was really intensified. That's when the friends left him, phone calls to the family. In fact, he had become frustrated at school, had pushed a chair, and the district's remedy was, okay, call the police on him. He hadn't done nothing. He was frustrated. He pushed the chair. It was part of his disability.
It's a very sympathetic case, but there are two things here. There were administrative remedies available, and why parents would keep a child in that situation is something I really have difficulty understanding.
And they tried to exercise their administrative remedies.
But you haven't really given us any evidence of that.
We did file for a due process hearing.
Right, but then when you're rejected and you don't get it, there's another step that you can take. I mean, because basically, you know, there's some policy behind these administrative reviews of an educational situation. Basically, the school system, you're saying, didn't address it. You didn't take any other level of review, and now you want the school system to pay because the parents made the decision to take him out. I mean, there's a reason that this administrative review process is there so that the school system's feet can be held to the fire when there are legitimate problems the children have, and there's a process set up so that you can work through that system, try to come up with a result that will help the child and be beneficial and not adverse to the school district or the kids that are going to that school.
And that wasn't
pursued here.
I would agree, but I think under the circumstances that this family was facing, going back to that school was not an answer. Changing the IEP was not going to be an answer. They're going through a full due process hearing, which also takes several months. That doesn't happen overnight.
So then you're saying what we should rely on then is the parent's subjective view, their subjective view and evaluation of the child's situation.
No, in fact,
that's what we're left with.
The doctor even went to the school and said that this child needs to have assistance at home. There was a doctor that talked to the school.
There is such a Pandora's box that we would open up that parents would be permitted to bypass the exhaustion requirement, simply ignore the available administrative remedies, and later sue for damages. It's untenable.
Thank you.
Mr. Schimpepper.
Good morning. I recognize that I am constrained by the record, which at this point consists principally solely of the plaintiff's complaint, and I will therefore not respond to many of the comments which are factual and not supported by the record made by plaintiff's counsel. I also appreciate that the court realizes that this case is before it based only on the pleading of one party, and those allegations do not represent fact. I would like to touch on, to begin with, a comment that the court itself made this morning, and that is in I believe all of its prior decisions regarding exhaustion under IDEA, this court and I believe every other circuit who has weighed in on the issue have expressed concern that parents not be allowed to render the administrative process a nullity by simply avoiding it or waiting until their student is no longer in school and then suing for damages. It is clear based upon the complaint that this young man, who was a special education student from 1995 to 2000 when he was withdrawn by his parents, never availed himself through his parents or counsel of a due process hearing under IDEA. The complaint specifically alleges in paragraph 11 that the district failed to correctly identify his disability. That is one of the key issues which administrative hearings under IDEA are designed to resolve. That same paragraph alleges that during that time period the district failed to provide him with an appropriate education, presumably because they had not appropriately identified his disability. Again, that is an issue which the due process proceeding under IDEA is specifically designed to address and to remedy. The parents, in fact, had ample opportunity and every right to commence a due process hearing if they had indeed disagreed with the district's approach or felt the district was not meeting their child's needs as required by law. They chose not to do so. They chose not to do so until they withdrew their child from the district. They have argued that they should be excused from the exhaustion requirement, but it is clear that the district court correctly found that they have not established the existence of any basis to be excused. They have not brought a claim, which claims a system-wide defect or seeks systemic relief. There is clearly relief that was available to them under the administrative process, the relief I already referred to, as well as other relief. It is possible to respond to a question that was asked during the appellant's argument for a due process hearing to order that a child receive home-based education, if that is the most appropriate under the circumstances. All of those were possible. Finally, they argue that they should have been excused because they chose to withdraw their son from school and had no intention of returning him back. That, as a basis for exhaustion, has been rejected by every court that has considered it. Obviously, if you create an exception which says if you would withdraw your child from school, you no longer have to comply with the administrative process, we have created an exception which swallows the rule. Unless there are questions, that completes what I have to say this morning. I'll stand on my brief and render back my time. Thank you.
Thanks very much. She's expired. Your time has expired, so I think we're pretty well done. Therefore, the case will be taken under advisement. The court will stand in recess until further notice.